The Story of the Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there was an old mother pig with three little pigs. And when the three little pigs grew old enough, she sent them out in the world to seek their fortunes. The first little pig met a man with a bundle of straw and said to him,
"Please, man, give me that straw to build me a house."
Which the man did, and the little pig built a house with it. Pretty soon, along came a big bad wolf and knocked at the door and said,
little pig, let me come in."
But the pig answered,
"No, no, by the hair of my chinny chin chin."
The wolf then said,
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in."
So he huffed and he puffed and he blew his house in and ate up the little pig. The second little pig met a man with a bundle of twigs and said,
"Please, man, give me those twigs to build a house."
Which the man did, and the pig built his house of twigs. Then along came the big bad wolf, and he said,
little pig, let me come in."
"No, no, by the hair of my chinny chin chin."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in."
So he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed, and at last he blew the house down and he ate up the little pig. The third little pig met a man with a load of bricks, and he said,
"Please, man, give me those bricks to build a house with."
So the man gave him the bricks, and the third little pig built his house with them. So the big bad wolf came again, and he said,
little pig, let me come in."
"No, no, by the hair of my chinny chin chin."
"Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in."
Well, he huffed, and he puffed, and he huffed, and he puffed, and he puffed, and he huffed. But he could not get that house down. When he found out that he could not with all his huffing and puffing blow the house down, he said,
"Little pig, I know where there is a nice field of turnips."
"Where?"
said the little pig.
"Oh, in Mr. Smith's farm. And if you want to be ready tomorrow morning, I will call for you, and we will go together and get some for dinner."
"Very well. I'll be ready. What time do you mean to go?"
"Oh, at 6 o'clock.
Well, the little pig got up at 5 and got the turnips and was home again before the wolf came.
"Little pig, are you ready?"
The little pig said,
"Ready? I have been and come back again and got a nice potful for dinner."
Well, the wolf felt very angry at this, but he thought that he'd catch that little pig somehow or other, so he said,
"Little pig, I know where there is a nice apple tree."
"Where?"
said the pig.
"Down at Merry Garden. And if you will not fool me, I will come for you at 5 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll get some apples."
Well, the little pig got up early the next morning, at 4 o'clock, and went off for the apples, hoping to get back before the wolf came. But this was a farther trip, and he had to climb a tree, so that just as he was coming down from it, he saw the wolf coming, which frightened him very much. And when the wolf came, he said,
"Little pig, are you here before me? Are they nice apples?"
"Yes, very. I will throw one down to you."
And the little pig threw the apple so far that it rolled down a hill, and while the wolf ran off to pick it up, the little pig jumped down and ran home. The next day, the wolf came again, and he said to the little pig,
"Little pig, there is a fair at the village this afternoon. Would you like to go?"
"Oh, yes, I will go. What time will you be ready?"
"At 3,
said the wolf. So the little pig went off before the time, as usual, and got to the fair and bought a butter churn, which he was going home with when he saw the wolf coming. Then he could not tell what to do, so he got into the churn to hide. And when he got into it, it started rolling round and round, and it rolled down the hill with the pig in it, which frightened the wolf so much that he ran home without going to the fair. He went to the little pig's house and told him how frightened he had been by a great round thing which came down the hill past him. Then the little pig said,
"I frightened you then. I had been to the fair and bought a butter churn, and when I saw you, I got into it and rolled down the hill."
Then the wolf was very, very angry indeed, and he declared he would catch that little pig and that he would go down the chimney after him. But when the little pig saw what the wolf was doing, he hung on the pot full of water and made up a blazing fire, and just as the wolf was coming down the chimney, The little pig took off the cover, and in fell the wolf. So the little pig put the cover on again in an instant. And that was the end of the big bad wolf. And the little pig lived happily ever after.